Turn to James 3. This whole context is dealing with the tongue. And that's what we're going to be talking about for a few minutes, controlling our tongue. But it's interesting that in this particular context, we understand that teachers are going to receive the greater condemnation. Teacher of God's word has to make sure that they are teaching what thus saith the Lord, 1 Peter 4, verse number 11. And when we consider that, we understand that a person who uses the tongue, and that's all of us, have to make sure that we use our tongues wisely. That we use our tongues in a way that God is glorified. Notice what the Bible says in verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man. He's mature. He's been brought to completion, if you will. Able to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us. Notice the illustration that he gives. We turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven with by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder or helm, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue, the little member, boasts great things. And usually, that's what our tongues do. But keep in mind what Jesus says as relates to the tongue. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Notice the illustration that he continues to give. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is set so among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Keep in mind that our tongue is a fire. It can light something up, and the next thing you know, it's burning. It's amazing what we can do with our tongues. But we ought to be using our tongues to glorify God, to spread the gospel, to be like Barnabas, to encourage. But notice what he goes on to say in verse number 7. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Well, no doubt, we have dominion over those things. But notice what he says. No man can tame the tongue. I've often asked myself this question, why? Why did James, by way of the Holy Spirit, say this? I mean, is there anyone that has ever tamed the tongue? I mean, God has given us teeth to cage it in, and we still can't tame it for some reason. Why is that? Why is it that in the home, the tongue cannot be tamed? Why is it among brethren sometimes it cannot be tamed? Why is it when people get into a verbal altercation? I was just telling Sister Megan a few minutes ago, I've been working on my Kia for the last couple of days and got the part that had to order it, no problem. Got it, put it on, it's defective. I go pick up the new part today, it's the wrong one. I'm hot. But I had to tell myself, Mike, it's just a car. It's interesting. Brethren, if we don't talk to ourselves, we can get in great trouble with the tongue. Could have went off on the clerk, but it wasn't his fault. Question. Can we do our best to tame our tongue? I remember as a kid, Mom used to say, if you don't have nothing good to say, y'all know the rest, right? Controlling the tongue is the hardest thing for people to do. But notice what he says, verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue, it's unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who is made in the similitude of God, the likeness of God, Genesis 1. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. It's interesting that he brings out these illustrations for us to get a picture in our mind But then notice verses 13 through verse number 18. We see that God desires for us to obtain wisdom. Not the wisdom that comes from below, but the wisdom from above. But what else should we be using our tongues for? Go to James 5. Look at verse number 13. Don't have time to really deal with all of these, but we ought to be drawing near to God with our tongue. We shouldn't be boasting bad things about what we're going to do the next day without having God in our plans with our tongues, James 4. But in James chapter 5, is there anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. It's interesting. If I'm going to use my tongue, I ought to use it to pray. If anyone's cheerful, let him sing. If I'm going to use my tongue, let me sing to God. Anyone among you sick, let them call for the elders. The elders of the church ought to come and do what? Use their tongues to pray. Notice the text. It's interesting that we have this theme, this thread. Brother Popejoy and I was talking about themes in the Bible this morning. We see this theme of the tongue. God wants us to use our tongue. Hold on, look what he says. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if he commits sin, he will be forgiven. Confess, there's the tongue again. Your trespasses one to another, and pray for one another, there's the tongue again. In order that you may be healed, the effectual fervent prayer, the fervent words of a righteous man availeth much. If I want anyone praying for me, I want a righteous man praying for me. Why? Because he's bridled himself. He's controlled himself. He's brought his body under discipline, if you will. It's the tongue. Something about that tongue. Brother Starks would call the tongue, as I close, the pink tornado. Wow. We used to laugh when he said that. But it was true. That thing is going off. Question. Is it really the tongue? Or is it the heart behind the tongue? Friends, let's control our tongues. If situations take place that are out of your control, deal with it properly. Because it is by the tongue we can either bring people to Christ or push them away. It's by the tongue we either bring our children to the Lord or we can push them away. Let's use our tongues wisely. Let us not get into the habit of saying, well, I just got to tell them what I need to tell them. No, you need to obey the scriptures. Obey God. And when we use our tongues properly, God gets the glory. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider the gospel of Jesus Christ that came from the very mind of God, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. And in that gospel, we have Jesus Christ suffering, bleeding, and being put on a cross where he died. And on the third day, God raised him up. Friends, Romans 4, verse 25, he was raised for our justification. And because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have life. And we can just live for God and use our tongues to glorify God in whatever we do. Friends, we won't be turning people away, but we won't have enough people to do Bible studies if we use our tongues correctly. If you're a child of God and you need special prayer, let us pray for you. If your tongue has been the pink tornado, stop that. Stop that. Bring it in behind those teeth, whether they're real or false. Bring them in. I ain't taking that back. That's true. Some of our teeth are real, some of them we bought them. That's fine, you got teeth. Bring them in and glorify God with your tongue as we stand, as we sing.